one nation,
under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Now your statement.
In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act of the State of New Jersey, adequate notice of this meeting of the Egg Harbor City Common Council was provided in the following manner. Advance written notice of this meeting was posted in the Egg Harbor City on the Egg Harbor City Hall bulletin board. Advance notice of this meeting was sent to the Hamilton Gazette, the news, the press, and the Current. I direct the city clerk to enter these minutes into public announcement. The meeting will not be videotaped. It's being done through, what's it called again?
Preconferencecall.com, and it's being recorded. Just the audio.
Preconferencecall.com, and it's being recorded.
Roll call?
All right, we're going to go right into the, roll call, please?
Sure. Mayor Jim Petty.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Dash. Heist.
Here.
Mays.
Here.
Richie.
Richie's, he had to work tonight.
Sefton.
Here.
Trithaw.
Here.
Ross. Lelo.
Here.
Okay. And Angelo, Leon is on the line.
Hey, Leon, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
All right. Let's go right to the budget that we're supposed to be here for. Did everybody get the email from Jody?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Yep, but I can't open it because my Wi-Fi's not working.
All right,
I
so
didn't
maybe
get it.
Jody should kick it off, Angelo?
Yeah. Somebody's trying to get in, I think. Oh, never mind. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm a little messed up here.
Okay. I'll just go through the email that I sent out first. So, everyone, I re-emailed out the copy. We had asked everyone to keep their copy from the last meeting so we wouldn't have to print out the whole thing again, and kind of hopefully that worked out since we weren't really all able to come to City Hall to get it anyway. But our original budget that we had talked about back in February, or maybe it was even January, had a 6-cent increase. Angelo had sent out some suggestions. So if you want, I just kind of listed them out. We can kind of go through them. The first one was putting in half of Boston Avenue for the sale, which would be about, the sale's potentially $80,000, so putting in half at $40,000. Right now we've been having trouble getting a response from the buyer. Donna Heist actually was able to reach out to them today because she knew them, and they said they are still interested. I don't know that we're going to have anything in time for budget introduction if council decides they do want to do this, put some in, but at least we might know that next year that would potentially help fill something. If we're putting in some of these one-time revenues, you know, at least something that we could slowly reduce it a little bit each year, or at least for another year or two. So my thought is, obviously, we can't put that in right now because the state won't let us do anything without a signed agreement. So, and I don't know that we'll have that by the time we want to
introduce. Joe reached out to him yesterday, and I guess Angela's not on, but he was supposed to have called Angela yesterday, so I guess we'll find out at the council.
Angela is on. She's on.
Oh. Did he call you?
He emailed me, and he said he got the agreement. He would look it over again, but I sent the agreement already to him 3 weeks ago.
I talked to him today.
What did he say?
I reached out to this is Donna, by the way. Originally, if you guys remember, Harry Moran, that I go to church with and also goes to church with Pat, reached out to Pat about this building that this man was interested in. This is how this whole process started. So when I was talking to Jody today about a couple things, and she mentioned that we haven't heard from him.
Steve Dash.
So I reached out to Harry. Harry called him. He called me back within 3 seconds of talking to Harry. He is still interested. he, with this virus going on and him being a small business, he's trying to work that all out with his employees and the loans from the money from the government. And the last storm we had, he actually called me, the last storm we had, a tree fell on a rental property. He was standing in the yard of the rental property with his adjuster trying to get that taken care of. So he's got, like, a lot of oars in the water, and right. It's not that he's dragging his feet, but he has a friend who is a real estate agent who offered to help him with this because he's got so much going on at one time. So he's going to reach out to his friend. I think he said his name was Ryan, if I'm not mistaken. He's going to have him give a call to City Hall or to Angela or to Angelo to set a time and a date on when he can come in and make this purchase. He did send all the paperwork to his lawyer. The only thing his lawyer did suggest that he has an environmental done on it, and I told him with it being sold as an as-is property, I don't see that happening unless he wants to do it himself. But with it being sold as is, the city, I don't believe the city will pay to have an environmental done on it.
Right.
So he said it is something he's pursuing. He wants to do it. And he also said that he's not used to making a purchase like this, so it's a little different for him where you just walk in and say, okay, here's my, $85,000. Oh, here's your keys. Like, it's not done with closing costs. You know what I mean? So it's a little different. So that's why his real estate buddy told him he'd help him out. So somebody should be hearing from him either tomorrow or Monday. And if not, I have his number, his cell phone number, that I can reach out to him again if you want me to,
Or give it to Angela. Angela wanted it.
This is Angela. So from what I understand, this has been kicking around for at least 6 months. And
correct.
So when we did the resolution giving him additional time, that was with the understanding he was to get financing and give us a down payment. So he told me 3 weeks ago he got the financing and he was ready to proceed. So I did the agreement of sale. It is an as-is sale. So that means I gave him some time to do any studies he would like to do, but not
absolutely.
That's going to affect the sale.
And he's not
also, I asked him for, I think, 10% down, maybe 20% down, so that we have some money. And basically said that if you did not proceed with the sale, the city would determine if they wanted to keep that money, just to put a little pressure on him to do something. Mm-hmm. And then he said he did have an attorney. He told me about the environmental issue, but again, I told him it is an as-is sale. So if he wants an environmental study done, that's fine, but it's not something the city's going to pay for. Or would it be determinative of whether or not they sell it because it's just going to be sold the way it is? So I kind of feel that he's just going around and around. For him to tell me he got financing and then to tell Donna he needed some help with the financing is a bit problematic.
No, he didn't say he needed help with the financing. That's not what he said. He has the money. He has
okay,
a
then that's great. Then. If you could put something down to show us that this is being done in good faith, that would be terrific.
Well,
and if you want some more time, that's up to you all to decide how much more time you'd like to give him. But that's where it is from my standpoint. He hasn't signed the agreement. I haven't heard from him or his attorney as to anything he wants to change in the agreement either. And if he had financing, a mortgage, that's why he would need an agreement of sale. Generally, a mortgage company is not going to take, a mortgage on without an agreement of sale.
I don't think he has I don't know if he has a mortgage, but in the process of all this, COVID-19 happened. He does have a few businesses. He has employees, and unfortunately, that came to the forefront of what he needed to do because that was at the moment. Can't say to those employees, excuse me, you wait here. I'm going to run to Egg Harbor. And I'm not trying to be snide, but I spoke to the man today. He's not avoiding the situation. He is just overwhelmed with life, like a lot of people are in this situation.
So can we get a do you think he's going to be his attorney or whoever it is going to be calling the next day or so?
I would hope so. I can text him a mess. I can text him when we after the meeting and tell him, you know, it was spoken about at council, and we're looking, you know, someone will be expecting a call from either him, his attorney, or his real estate friend by Monday.
Jody, is what you're trying to say is we can't put this in a budget if we don't have anything.
Right.
Like all this back and forth.
Right.
We can't deal with this for now.
No, I understand that. I didn't know where it went from the conversation of I didn't know if he had called Angela or not, and that's why I just didn't know where that was going.
Right, this is Meg speaking, but Angela, I've supplied her with many phone numbers, and Donna, not for nothing, it was way before COVID-19 hit. Angela, would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, whatever's going on with him, I sympathize because I think we're all in the same position. We all have employees.
Right.
We're all trying to get through. We're all trying to do business. And so I have been emailing him, trying to call him just to get some idea where he is.
Mm-hmm.
So, but for the budget purposes, I'm not certain we should put it in there now because I don't think it's a certainty. I'm not sure if he's ever really going to come up with the money, and I don't know when that's going to be.
Right, right. I understand
that. Well, we can always amend it. I mean, first of all, we're only talking about introduction at this point, so we have a little time to wait actually about. We can always amend the budget if for some reason something majorly drastic changes and council wants to make a change. So for now, we will keep it out.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's good. I mean, in 30 days, it might be that his tension has been eased and he'd be able to give me some idea where he is, and that would be fine. That's exactly what I would like him to do.
We actually will have to June 11th, believe it or not, because you probably won't.
Oh, okay, good.
Is that you, Leon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Leon. Yeah, you probably won't introduce your budget until your May 14th meeting, and the following meeting for adoption wouldn't be till June 11th. And at June 11th, you have to know whether you have it or you don't have it. If you don't have it, budget goes as is. If you do have it, then you can buy then.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, that works. I'm fine with that. I don't know how everybody else is.
That should give us all enough time to figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay. So, correct. Jody, you can keep going. I didn't mean to interrupt you when you were going.
It's okay. No, not at all. It's totally fine. $25,000 in attorney fees to cut. I mean, our legal fees last year were $107,000 total. We had $100,000 budgeted. We transferred money in, and they honestly haven't been – I mean, and this isn't just – I don't want anyone to think this is like just Angela. We have several different types of legal fees. We have our regular city attorney. We have labor fees. We have redevelopment, foreclosure, and bond counsel. That all goes to this. So, I mean, it has been actually, I looked to see what the first quarter was in 2019 versus 20, and it's almost the exact same. So I don't think cutting this, or at least cutting it very much, would make sense, because then we're going to just have an over expenditure at the end of the year or have to transfer in. So I kind of think we should probably leave that alone, especially with some of this stuff going on. You know, it's not going to – I don't see it drastically decreasing. And that was a lot lower, to be honest. In 19, it already was a lot lower. We had been transferring in a lot of money in prior years, and last year was the probably one of the closest we had to what was actually budgeted for a while.
Okay. All right.
And then six. So if that's okay for right now, it's up to council, but my suggestion is to leave it at what we have. Does anyone have any comments or thoughts?
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
That sounds good, because you never can tell with any kind of legal fees. So that's
yeah. I'd rather have the petition also.
Mm-hmm.
All right, $6,500 removing public works director stipend. That is on the agenda for tonight. It'll be a little bit closer to about $5,000 once it finally takes effect, and then it's prorated. So that I did take that out. I actually. If you go down a little lower in my email, the total change I made to Public Works was to decrease it. Actually, it was an increase in Public Works, but then I decreased because I moved Tim, since he hasn't been working in code enforcement anymore lately. I moved him over to Public Works. He's actually really been even in the water department, but if he's going to be in Public Works next year, we don't want to drastically, you know, have a big change there. So I'm not totally 100% sure exactly what his situation will be. I mean, I guess it kind of depends on how long this whole COVID thing goes on. And if Ricky really winds up retiring and all that stuff, which is a little up in the air. So some of this could shake out a little different. Maybe we'll have a little more information in a couple months. But for right now, I moved him to Public Works. And then I also took out Jerry's stipend. And then I reduced overtime just a little bit because they really didn't have any snow this year. So their overtime was could be a little bit lower. So that change.
Can I just chime in a minute with the moving
sure.
Tim? I know, it should we be doing this through civil service yet?
I thought we were
the
able to wait
change.
Until he's officially moved over totally. Or is that what you're implying, Jody?
Say that again, I'm sorry. Well, that was Megan.
About
Meg's asking if she should be doing paperwork with civil service for his move.
Well, we have to do paperwork with civil service, don't we, Meg?
I don't understand what's happening, so maybe, I don't know.
I don't think anybody does.
We moved them there to pitch in, correct?
Basically what Jody's
saying is... I think he's pitching in since Jim is out right now.
I think under civil service, when he fully becomes public works, then you have to change his classification from code to public works, if I'm not mistaken.
All right. Well, we'll take care of that later. But I'm curious to know how you just want me to move forward with that. But go on with your budget meeting.
Okay. $4,000 in audit fees. $3,000 of that had already been reduced because a portion used to get charged to the court that wasn't put in. But I did reduce the audit line item by another $1,000, so that would match up to the fourth. Like the original draft, I had already had $3,000, so I took another $1,000 off. The $10,000 group insurance, this could be done. So I did reduce the health insurance, and I actually reduced it another $5,000 also because some of the former retirees get reimbursements for things. People that are currently employed, it's not in. What's the word I'm trying to look for? It's not a current policy, but people that in the past had gotten it that are grandfathered in. Anyway, they've been less the last few years, so I reduced health insurance by an additional $5,000 as well. And then another Evangelos things was putting in some of the wetlands money for the wetlands that were deed restricting. So...
You're talking about
yes.
The one with that we just did for the 24
yes.
acres?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well,
so
on that
total,
one, that one's going well. I did the resolution. I spoke to the attorney for the developer, and we were only missing some blocks and lots, which Ryan was kind enough to give to me. So I gave that over to the attorney, and now we have to get approval from the DEP. They need approval of the 24 acres, make sure it's forest land, and then we can deed restrict it. So I know they want to move on it very quickly. We don't know how quickly the DEP is going to act because most of them are not working at the office. So that might be a little bit of a holdup, but otherwise it looks like that one's pretty good to go.
And we'll close by June 11th? You should be good by June 11th?
I hope so. It all depends on the DEP. They have to sign off on the 24 acres.
Okay. Once we get the agreement, we should be okay, correct?
Yes, yeah, if you have a signed agreement.
Yes.
Okay.
We well, actually, they want the DEP to approve it, and then they'll give me a signed agreement.
Leon, this is Lisa.
Hi,
if
Lisa.
If you could comment on budget plugs using non-renewable revenue sources, please, because I see Jody has it here in her narrative on her email.
Why don't we let Jody finish, and then we'll go back and hit all those other topics.
All right, thank you.
Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so again, so that was his suggestion. I mean, I feel like I say the same thing every year. So I'm just going through my email. It's kind of what Lisa was asking. But again, about putting in a one-shot revenue. So it's kind of up to council if how much of that, the max that could go in from the wetlands is $76,800. What I emailed out, I had put in half of that just to kind of see where that got us.
Was
well,
that the 20,
when I did,
you put 20,000 wetland.
Income. Okay, if we do 20,000, that would bring us from all the other changes, and I'll go through some of the other changes. Well, let me finish going through the other changes. So, okay, for right now, 20,000. Yes, that's what your suggestion was 20. All right. So then, any other changes I made from the draft that I sent out? Last year we had done two budget emergency appropriations, and then we canceled 15,000 at the end of the year of appropriations to kind of cover that to put it back in surplus. So I put in the 15,000 emergency, and I put in an additional 15,000 in surplus to balance that. So that's a change in the budgets from the version that you have. I reduced the fireman insurance by 3,000. One of the covered members passed away. And then the court, I reduced that by 8,000 because we're making the agreement with Hamilton has us making quarterly payments. So the last quarter will actually, I originally had the full amount that we were anticipated to pay Hamilton in this year's budget, but the fourth quarter won't really be due until 2021. So I moved that out of the budget, figuring that we could, you know, we'll have that next year. But we might have next year is going to wind up being higher than anticipated because, first of all, we'll have all four quarters. Well, it won't be that drastic because we did have some OE, so it would be only slightly higher. But I have a feeling we're going to owe Hamilton more than what we originally anticipated because the courts are closed right now. So they're not making any revenue. Normally, they'd be keeping our revenue, and we're only making up the difference up to 90-some thousand. But right now, the longer they're shut, they're not making any revenue. So we got to keep that in mind for next year that our court fees, unfortunately, are going to be a little higher than we anticipated. Which obviously anybody who has every municipality is in the same boat because everyone's court is closed. So, all right. So with all those things together, that brings us down to a 3.4-cent tax increase. If we put in a little bit more of the wetlands and put in half of that, that would be 2.5 cents. But that's up to councils what their decision is. I mean, I completely understand wanting to have a lower increase this year with people, you know, being in a very tough financial spot this year with this whole crisis going on. I just don't want to see us get in a bad spot for next year or the year after that because we're, you know, it's, anything we plug in this year, we got to make up next year. So, I don't know,
right.
Leon, if you want to expand on that.
Yeah, okay. So, back to the Lisa's original question. If you're going to get $76,000 from the wetlands and you're using 20, then we'll have 20 in for 21 and 20 in for 22 if we do it right and you just use those pieces each year. You also
exactly.
have – good. Who was going to say something?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So the other thing is I don't know about this $85,000 with the other one, whether that's going to happen or not happen, but if that does – then obviously that'll be a piece. And all these things should be planned out, not put in full in 1 year because you're just creating a hole for the following year. If you use 20 of the 76, that's manageable because we do have that for a couple more years. You also have the potential sale of the utility, which since we're not in closed session and it's a negotiation thing, I don't think we should talk about it too much, but obviously that could be an infusion moving forward. If that is the fact that there is something to be gained from selling the utility, that must be planned out and the plan must be adhered to. It's going to be very tempting to use too much of that too quick and put yourself right back where you don't want to be. So
right.
if that does happen and you are fortunate to get a decent price for that, that has to be mapped out and you have to absolutely, absolutely, absolutely adhere to the plan, or it could be a disaster instead of a good thing. 2.5 cents, if that's what you get down to, I think is absolutely reasonable. Something that you don't know is that your county tax is probably going to go down 1.4 cents. So you're going to be, you know, just around a penny between the two of you, if that's the case. And that the county is, I'm pretty sure of.
Okay, and that'll put us to 1.1? 1.1,
yes. Lisa, did I answer your question or not?
Yeah, you didn't answer my question. I'm just asking you to speak about it, but I feel as though it has to be reiterated and really driven home that these unrenewable sources of revenue can take on their own life, which I think you did state. But I think the consequences of doing this is going back to the way things used to be done years and years and years ago. You know, this has been an ongoing problem of somewhere to the tune of over $1 million that have been used to plug the budget over all these years. And, you know, the past 2 years we've been fortunate we haven't had to do that. And now I just feel that it's a shame that we have to go back to using these diversive type of methods, you know what I mean? And hope it works out.
Number, you know, that's, you got 3 years worth of that going forward. It's not, we're not using the whole 76,000 like might have happened in another year. So that's
Leon, this is Donna. I have a question.
Yeah.
Just in my thinking, we have a lot of oars in the water right now with the, excluding the wetlands. We have Boston Avenue. We have the Wawa project. We have the TBI coming in. And we also have the Acme that is now being refurbished to be an auto brokerage.
Okay.
Using the $20,000 to plug this year, what are your thoughts in the tax revenue from all those things? If they all move quick enough to be in fruition by the next budget, that tax offsetting that $20,000 where we don't even have to hit it next year or the year after. Or we could hit it to bring it to make a decrease in our taxes. Wouldn't that be something different?
Okay,
well,
so
the tower site would definitely do that, but we have been collecting taxes on the Acme property, and there's a distinct possibility that Wawa could apply for a 5-year tax phase-in. Which, you know, would also,
okay, but
you have
Acme
to remember
site,
all the
we're
properties.
Actually collecting taxes on what it was, not what it will be, correct?
Right.
And
so
that
here's what can happen with that.
Once he's finished, due to the fact that it's not a dilapidated, fallen-down building.
Right.
I'm just assuming.
The Wawa site, however, is, you know, there are taxable properties on there that have, you know, had taxes collected on them, so you would have to do the math on that, on the phase-in, because if they are, you know, I don't know if this is considered a new building or because they're going to level the property and build a new structure, and it's an increment tax, you know, it's a phased-in tax thing where you don't get the full amount the first year, you get it the fifth year, so that's something you have to consider when you do the math versus what was there versus what's going there, and it may work out in our favor. You never know.
This is Bob Lawrence. On the Wawa property, I don't know if Wawa owns the property. So who would from my understanding is the builder builds it out for them, and then they lease the property back. So who would be entitled to a tax deferment? The property owner or a Wawa?
The property owner.
The property owner.
Yeah, the property owner.
Yeah.
That's what I would guess.
Right.
So, Leon, I guess back to the original narrative.
One of the other things that if this thing with the water plant does happen, we're gonna have tax money coming in there also.
True, but we're
can I ask a question? We never did get a clarification whether we have to pay the money back to the federal government or not. Did we get clarification on that? Hello?
Brian.
For what? The Wawa?
For the water
money,
treatment
money back
plant.
To who?
Get money,
the water
$7 million for the water plant.
Oh, okay.
the water plant.
Yeah, I've not gotten an answer back from USDA. My understanding is they are operating at a snail's pace at the moment because everyone's working from home.
Well, that's a future. That's a future decision. And Leon, we talked about that. There's ways to go about that. You had cited several line items in the budget that could actually, you know, take care of that and not have an impact on the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're good with that. However,
back to the new development issue, the ratables that you get, whatever they happen to be, whatever the change might be. If you had a $2 million new ratable right now, you wouldn't have a tax increase. I mean, that amount of money, that amount of new ratables would have wiped out your tax increase this year. And
right.
You'd collect money in taxes from it besides. It's a
right.
double win, anything you can add to your value. It's worth its weight in
gold. Valuation issue, right. That's,
yes.
That's our whole problem, Leon,
yes.
is valuation. And I might state for the record, that devaluation is not caused by the mayor of Egg Harbor City. Am I correct in stating that, Leon?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
thank
nothing
you.
To do with
could
it.
You explain what, could you explain actually what affects the valuation?
Actual sales affect the valuation.
Thank you.
It has nothing to do with the governing body at all. And the county takes in all the sales over the year and comes up with a ratio as to what the sales are worth compared to assessed value and adjust accordingly. Then whenever you do a revaluation or a reassessment, then that will change the value also. But I don't know why the mayor would have anything to do with the valuation.
I don't know anybody
it's
that
called
even
politics.
Said that.
It's called politics, Leon. Sorry.
Right.
I didn't think you know that.
All right. So,
adding ratables is a double good. It picks up the spread of the tax, and it also gets you tax. So anything you
right.
can add is a tremendous value. If the utility does sell and that becomes a ratable,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what that was going to be worth ratable-wise. Like I said, I don't think we should discuss any numbers at all.
Right.
You know, because it's not done, and you could jeopardize that, and I believe the solicitor would
right.
agree with not to talk about it.
Yeah.
But down the road, it could be very beneficial to the city if it does happen.
Right. Absolutely.
All right. So my assumption and the fact that if we do use the $20,000, the ratables will basically, if everything goes the way planned, will offset that $20,000 that we more than likely will not have to dip into that again next year.
To answer that question, I have to see what those ratables are, but it very well could. Yeah. Very well could.
So the half of the property, if we use the half of the property, Jody, it'll be 2.5 cents, correct?
If we did half of the wetlands, yes.
Yeah.
And,
with
and
all
none
of
other
changes,
Avenue.
Yes. None
right,
of Boston
so,
Avenue, correct.
Right. And then we'll also have the other half for next year.
Yes.
And
that
possibly Boston
gets,
Avenue.
That for next year and possibly all of Boston Avenue, which we can put out for 2 years. So that means we already got 2 cents on the 2022 if we do it right.
Every
$20,000
is a penny.
Okay. So
that's a good way
to
look at it.
If we take Boston Avenue and split it, we'll do next year and the following year. That gives us a few cents for the next 3 years.
And then whatever the utility is.
And then whatever
so
that
we
is.
We may not even have to do Boston
right
Avenue,
now.
Angelo, with bringing in ratables. Our tax
What's
revenue
that?
May be enough to bring the taxes down without having to use Boston Avenue to create a hole in the budget.
Right.
Does Boston Avenue pay taxes now? What's the ownership of it now?
The city owns it.
So it's worth double to get it back on. You're going to get the money
right.
for selling it and the money from the taxes. It's actually triple, and it'll add to the ratable base.
A ratable, right.
Right.
So by
right.
no means stop the sale of it. I mean, it's unless, you know, it's worth more than
I don't
than
think
what,
she meant stop the sale. I think she meant
right.
put it in the budget as
oh, yeah, yeah,
a specific
yeah.
item. Yeah. And really, if it happened this year, it wouldn't really go in the budget unless we set it aside as, like, a reserve. It would just go into, like, fund balance.
which you could use.
Well, that's something that we can can approach once that that agreement's done. Correct.
Right.
But like I said, looking forward, we do have some sense for next year and possibly for the following year, not counting the water plant if we could do this right.
Right.
Will there be an opportunity for public comment? This is Jack Peterson speaking.
Oh, yes. I don't see why not.
Just let me know when.
Before we get to that, if that's okay. Let me just see if there's anything else I had.
You had the road
study. Had a couple other things. Yeah, the road. I know we have that on the agenda for tonight, but we don't really have funding in place for that.
Right.
I think the unanimous of the emails that I saw was to table that until 2021.
I'm in agreement.
That's pretty funny
because
I didn't see any emails on that, but you know, maybe I missed them. Other than the fact that it was going to be done.
No, I voiced an opinion that it should be postponed. This is Steve Dash.
I didn't see that.
I think Joe also voiced that opinion on his behalf.
Well, maybe someone could forward me that email string because I don't believe that I got it. Maybe my computer's acting up.
No, I don't think I got that either.
I don't even
We could also visit that down the road this year if we really want to try to do this because it's something that really should be done. So it's just something to think about. We could talk about that at the council meeting.
Okay. And then just a couple other questions or just things I had just written notes that I just kind of wanted to go over. I did look over the revenues just to make sure. I was hoping there's nothing else that should be impacted by the COVID-19. I mean, we don't really know what's going to happen with the lake at this point, so hopefully all that stuff. I'm kind of thinking other licenses could be a little bit lower, but hopefully it won't be too bad. And then fire safety and rental inspection. So kind of just have to place some of this stuff for right now. We can leave it in the budget. Obviously, if we get some more information, those are things that I thought could potentially be affected. And then just other questions. So when I did the public work salaries and moving Tim, I did take out a seasonal person that we had sometimes had. We've kind of gone back and forth in years having a seasonal, but I thought if right now I'm leaving Ricky in and we're moving Tim there, we probably wouldn't be having a seasonal person since we'd have a whole other full-time person.
Right.
So I took that out. And then assuming that Tim moves, just for argument's sake of the budget, assuming Tim moves over to Public Works, are we just keeping the two part-time code enforcement officers? Is that the plan? Because that's all I have in the budget for right now, is the two part-timers, once we move Tim out.
Yeah, we can visit that once everything gets a little bit back to normal to see if it's going to be absolutely necessary, I think, to hire one right away. I mean,
okay,
that's my
because
thought.
Right now, that all that would be in the budget would be just for the two part-timers.
Right.
So. Okay.
Okay.
And then there's been some talk about a public safety director. I don't have that in the budget anywhere. So I'm not sure what the plan is with that. If it's full-time, part-time, what's going on there?
Well, that hasn't really been talked about because I don't even think the RFQ is going out yet. So.
But how are we going to hire someone or do any of that if we have no idea what the budget or plan of any of that is?
Well, the RFQ will come out. I think we made it May 11th, and then we'll see what kinds of persons apply, and then it'll be up to mayor and council to see if they want to hire, at what price, and for what part of the year, if at all.
Right. Right.
It's kind of up
well,
in
right
the
now,
air.
That's
why we don't really know.
Okay.
Right, so
okay.
By
well,
June.
Right now there's nothing special in the budget for that.
Let me go over a couple of budget rules real quick. If, in fact, you do introduce this on May 14th, that's all that means is the introduction, then the public hearing will be on June 11th. On June 11th, you can change any line item that you legally can change to any amount that you want on June 11th. And then once you make those changes, you need the majority to vote yes to move the budget forward. So the decisions can wait all the way till June 11th to be decided on. You know, you
but
can
they
put a budget
potentially
forward,
have
and
to
shrink
re-advertise
the budget
and have another public hearing, depending how big of a change
and,
it is.
Yeah, depending on what the changes are. But let's not
right.
worry about that for the time being. But okay. you should get something introduced by May 14th to be somewhat in compliance with what the state wants you to do. And then have the public hearing on June 11th and decide if any of these things do happen, don't happen, or what you want to change can be changed at that point in time and what the tax impact could be. And maybe you'll know more what those new ratables are going to be and what the impact of that's going to turn out to be. So that's where you stand as far as the procedure goes. Introducing on May 14th with whatever you put out there is not does not mean that that's going to be the budget.
Right.
It means it's
not
that
set in stone. It can change anything.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, where's everybody at with that number? Do they want to? Do you want to do the half? What's some thoughts on that? Do you want to do the half of the wetlands this year and half next year?
Yeah, you can only use half of. I guess use half of it this year, Cliff.
Yeah, that's Bob. I'm up for that too.
I'm thinking
Robin,
the same
so
thing.
So am I.
This is Scott. I think we should, you know, use some and then keep some for next year to help alleviate the tax burden on the taxpayers.
Right.
So, yes.
Yeah, that's yes. what this would be half this year and half next year.
I'm in agreement with that, yes, too.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Steve. I agree as well.
And no Boston
this is
Avenue.
Yeah, I agree as well.
We're not going to concern ourselves with Boston Avenue until we get that agreement. Correct, Angela?
Yes, that's good.
Well, I think I suggest if you're going to do half of the wetlands, you don't do any of Boston Avenue.
Right.
I agree.
Exactly.
This is Angela.
If you're
yes,
going
I agree.
To only do 20 of the wetlands, then you can fiddle around with whether you're going to do a little bit of Boston also. But if you're going to do half of wetlands,
right.
I would leave Boston in surplus because you have to have money to offset that hole that taking half of the wetlands is going to put in the budget if the ratables don't go to fruition by 2021.
Right. Okay. I'm fine with that. I agree with that, definitely.
I have a headache.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. You know, like I said, you know, we're not counting Boston Avenue really until everything's, you know, things are signed. So I think that was a good idea by Donna.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
you.
Absolutely.
Well, Meg, can you let the record reflect that both Steve Dash and Bob Ross did join the meeting, by the way?
I did.
Okay, great. I mean, that's all I had, unless Leon has anything, if you want to open it up to the public, unless anybody from council has anything else.
Anybody from council got anything? No? All right. Jack, Mr. Peterson, you're up.
Yes, sir. Jack, please,
yeah.
Angelo. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Peterson, 158 Baltimore Avenue. The wetlands program that I know we've used in the past, is that money in hand? I mean, is that for sure money that you can insert it into a budget, or is that just in anticipation of it?
That's anticipation. Well, that's a sale of 24 acres, which comes to $76,800. The resolution was already passed, and we're looking for DEP approval for that. So it's relatively safe, relatively sure.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's like, you know, I may get an inheritance too, but I may not. I don't know how you can plug in money that you don't have in hand.
Well,
in a budget.
The state won't let us put
I
it in
get
the budget
it.
Unless
I know
it's
we've
final
done that program
that
before, and it's been successful, and it'll probably go through. I just, you're talking about another property, which I get it, that if you sell the property on Boston Avenue, but I don't even know how you can even consider that if you don't have the money in hand and an agreement of sale.
We can't.
We're
not considering that.
Because you can't. I get it. I understand we're trying to get the tax rate low. So my other question is, and I saw on the agenda that you have a resolution, and Jody has already spoken about the director of public safety meeting. So, and listen, I'm not being critical of anybody, and this is not criticism. This is just, you know, an interested third party. I'm a stakeholder. I'm a taxpayer. So I'm interested in, you know, where our city's going. And I did serve in city government, so I understand the problem that you get into when you use one-time sales that are not repeatable from year to year, because you have to make that up. And 3 years from now, when you're out of the wetlands money, it's going to be harder to make that up unless there's some plan in place. But anyhow, looking at, and I don't have the same documents that you folks have. I'm just going by the 2019 budget. So the police department, if you just go down the line items in the budget and look for big numbers, which is about all I'm capable of doing because I'm not a budget guy. But when you look at big numbers, the police department is almost $1.3 million. And that's just salaries. I think the benefits are probably a lot more. So you're talking about $1.5 million to operate the police department. And I'm asking, you know, how now? I don't know what a public safety position pays, but it's got to be $70,000 or $80,000 if it's going to be full time. How can you even consider something like that when you're looking at a big tax increase and we don't have any, you know, immediate income that we can say, yeah, we're going to do this? And then that brings me to the water plant. If you sell the water plant, that money, and correct me if I'm wrong, that money is not money that we can spend. We have tremendous debt that we have to pay down with that money. What's going to be left over after that? Am I reading this wrong, or is that correct? I mean, we're selling the water plant because the we don't generate enough revenue from all the users to pay down the debt, and we owe a lot of money on it. So when we sell it, the first thing that we have to do is pay down the debt. After we pay down the debt, is there going to be anything left?
Jack. That was my question, Jack. That's a good point, Jack. I've been asking that for years. Same question.
I think we should sell the water plant, but I wouldn't hold that as our brass ring that, you know, that's going to solve all our problems, because
Jack,
I don't know what the numbers
are. Profit
are
from selling the water company from the sale of it. What we're looking for is tax rateable, the tax revenue from the sale of it.
Mm-hmm.
To help offset
the budget.
Not the sale of the building, not the sale of the water company itself, but it's going to become a rateable. It's going to flip over and become a rateable. The county's going to look at it as a rateable now. It's another rateable under our belt, and we're also going to get taxes from it. That's where we're looking at the profit.
Well, down the road, you'll have continuing taxes from it, but initially the sale, any of that initial sale money, you know, I don't know how far you think it's going to go. And without seeing any numbers.
It's going to pay off the water company, absolutely.
All right.
Jack,
give me 1 minute. Bob,
Jack, I've been involved in this for a while. The proposed value of our company is worth more than what we owe on it. So if all we got was the appraised value, then we'd make a decent amount of money. That should be banked and put aside for future use. But right now we have two companies that are very much interested in the company. So we don't know what the final offer is going to be. If it's not beneficial to us, we don't have to do it. I mean, this is what we're looking at, Jack. But yeah, you're right. Whatever. The money we get in should more than enough pay what we owe on it. And that's what
good.
And then that would give us there. You know, there's going to be a few bucks, you know, based on what we anticipate the offers are going to be. It could be substantially more. We're not really sure, but we have, because of our wells, we're a high commodity for both companies. So, you know,
well,
what we've been
being the conservative that I am, I'm just concerned that we're anticipating money and trying to, you know, plug budget holes with it when we don't have the money in hand. I just,
that's
the
worst,
and that's just my opinion.
You're right, Jack. And the worst case scenario I would look at would be that the sale of the water company pays itself off, and we owe nothing, and we get the tax revenue. We owe nothing.
And you lose the responsibility for maintaining all the infrastructure that's going to be needing to be in place. So that's
a
big reason for selling.
You're not kidding. Every year, Jack, we could be looking at $250,000 worth of damage done with the antique infrastructure we have. Just things falling apart.
Well, all of South Bay Harbor is going to have to be redone because it's still asbestos pipes from the 30s and the 40s, and it's just a ticking time bomb over there. But you probably already know that. So I know you got another meeting start. I'm not going to belabor you anymore. But just one thing that I wanted to bring to your attention back, because I see you're advertising for the Director of Public Safety. The ordinance for a Director of Public Safety was repealed. And I think in order for you to do that again, you would have to reestablish that ordinance.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, Jack. This is Angela. Yes, thank you.
Hi, Angela.
All right. I saw that it was repealed in 2008. And so you're absolutely correct. If the mayor and council did decide to hire someone as a public safety director, we would have to do an ordinance reestablishing the position.
Exactly.
I imagine this came out of the safety. This came out of the safety committee because I really don't know all the particulars about it. I don't know why all of a sudden we were looking at that. So I thought we were moving up to a captain's position or whatever. And that when I saw the email about
that's bouncing around my head, and you know, I really appreciate the job that all you guys are doing and giving of your time to help run the city, and I'm just, you know, wanting to voice my opinion because I pay attention and I've been around. But you know, if you're going to expend a certain amount of money for a position that's that highly paid, don't you think a city administrator or a business manager would be a better decision than a director of public safety when you already have a police department that's functional? And not that the city hall isn't functional, but there's no direction in City Hall because you don't have a manager there all the time. That's just my opinion.
Jack, you're right down what I was thinking about. I actually started looking at, going down the path of maybe a part-time administrator. I actually heard Miss Rush used to do Linwood. She's retired. She might have been interested in a part-time position.
Folks, I see you're getting ready to start your other meeting. I appreciate very much the opportunity to speak. Y'all have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care, Jack.
Thanks.
Hey, Jack.
Thank you.
Vince Palestina.
Yeah, Vince. Hey, Vince.
Hi,
hey,
Vince.
How are you?
Vince.
Hello.
Hi, Vince.
Are we ready to start the other meeting?
Yes, Angela. We can go right into the other meeting because it is 7 o'clock.
All righty.
That's all you have to do is start with the minutes.
Yeah, let me get to the agenda here a second. Give me 1 second. Got it.
Angela,
right. I got it.
You did get Angela, you did get my email about switching up a few things, correct?
Yes. Yes. We're gonna go to
right. Start with the minutes.
All right. Let's go to number 5, approve the minutes. Can I get a motion?
I'll move.
Second,
Brown.
Scott, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. We're going to jump down a little bit. We're going to go to item 7. Accepting a public city name board recommendations, determining that the tower site qualifies as a area in need of redevelopment.
We may want to have Vince speak on this for a minute.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, Vince. I'm sorry.
No problem. Thanks, Council President, Mayor, Council. How are you this evening?
Great.
So this is a resolution for the governing body to consult. Yeah. Everybody hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So So there's a resolution for the governing body to consider. Obviously, at the end of 2019, the governing body requested that the planning board do the study to determine whether the tower site qualifies as an area in need of redevelopment. The planning board authorized and the city authorized us to do the requisite study that was necessary to take a look at the site to see if it qualifies under the statutory requirements as an area in need of redevelopment. We concluded that it meets two of the statutory criteria, one of which is identified as letter C in the statute, that the property has been vacant for greater than 10 years, and also letter H, that the property qualifies under the state's smart growth principles because it has access to sewer. You have done a significant amount of work to determine that there is upland areas available for development, so it is fits in with the state's guidelines for smart growth. So we did that study. The planning board, after doing the proper notice, had the public hearing this past Tuesday evening and unanimously recommended back to the governing body that you determine that the tower site does qualify as an area in need of redevelopment. And so now this evening, simply you have a resolution on the agenda that if you agree with the planning board's recommendation, the governing body will formally conclude that the tower site is an area in need of redevelopment and is entitled to all the statutory benefits that would derive from being declared an area in need of redevelopment. So that is that resolution that is on your agenda this evening. And then secondly, just while I'm speaking, at the planning board the other night, you had introduced Ordinance 7, which was certain amendments to the redevelopment plan, if you recall. This was just specific to a certain developer that the city would like to engage with and talk with, and it dealt with adding certain uses into the site, community residences and persons with traumatic brain injuries. They probably were already would be included under what the redevelopment plan had done from 2017, but the developer wants to make certain that what they're proposing to do would be allowed, and so as you recall, they're talking about doing like a 70-bed residence for persons, disabled veterans, potentially with traumatic brain injuries. And so we did the governing body introduce certain amendments to allow those uses at the site. It was referred to the planning board for amendments to that redevelopment plan, again, this past Tuesday, and the planning board said that that ordinance that you had introduced is consistent with the master plan and the underlying zoning ordinances of the city. And referred it back to you for adoption this evening if you're so inclined. So that is further down on the agenda, but they kind of go hand in hand, declaring
right. We were
going to
do that.
Site in there. Yep.
Vince, the only thing, it doesn't matter. This is a land use board. It's not planning board, Egg Harbor City Municipal Land Use Board.
Yeah, we can change that. I put in planning board. Oh, it's technically the planning board that does a study, but I guess just keeping with what the city does, we'll change it to the land use board once we get the number and finalize it.
Yeah, that's all, the only board we have. They merged a few years back.
Yeah, you have one overall land use board. Technically, the planning board, because the mayor and the council reps sit, on the planning board, not necessarily on zoning applications. It's still, referred to as a planning board, but we'll change it to the land use board. It's one and the same.
Okay.
All right. So that's it, Mr. Council President. Do you have the accepting the planning board recommendation on the area in need of redevelopment and then ultimately the adoption of the ordinance, which would amend the redevelopment plan to include those certain uses on the agenda this evening?
All right, Mr. President, I appreciate it.
Yep, go ahead.
I appreciate it. Can I get a motion?
Hold on.
I believe there's a question.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Excuse me, folks. Fred Cerny, your redevelopment council. And as you're dealing with the items that Vince has just described, you also have item 8 on your agenda, which is the resolution which would appoint the Community Development LLC as the redeveloper. And in terms of completeness of the discussion, you might want to consider at this point the implications of that resolution, because what that would do, you would be appointing that organization as a conditional redeveloper, conditioned upon that organization negotiating a redeveloper's agreement with the city and also negotiating with the city the agreement of sale pursuant to which the city would sell that property to that organization. So this is a cluster of three resolutions that moves this matter forward. And assuming that you approve the resolution appointing them, we would then enter into a negotiation to put together the redevelopers agreement and the agreement of sale, and those items would come back to council for final approval before we sign on to those. So that is also another component of what it is that Vince was sharing.
Okay. Everybody get that?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks.
All right. Could I get a motion?
So we're doing, Angela, just to be clear, we're doing number
seven.
Seven on the agenda.
Right.
Scott makes a motion.
Accepting. Okay, Scott?
So moved. I'm
Brown, second.
Okay. Roll call. Hello? Okay. Brown?
Yes.
Dash?
Yes.
Heist?
Yes.
Mays?
Yes.
Sefton?
Yes.
Trithaw?
Yes.
Lello?
Yes.
Okay, and then Ross? Number two was... Oh, Ross, I'm very sorry, Ross.
Yes.
And number two was what Fred Cerny was talking about.
That's number eight, correct?
Yeah, I mean the second resolution. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, that's number eight. Can I get a motion?
So moved, Donna.
Second,
Brown. Roll call.
Brown.
Yes.
Dash.
Yes.
Heist.
Yes.
Mays.
Yes.
Sefton.
Yes.
Trithaw.
Yes.
Ross.
Yes.
Lello.
Yes. All right.
Now, if you want to do the public hearing on the ordinance that Vince was talking about.
Oh, that's number 12?
That's number 14, 12? Mr. President.
14, yeah,
number 14.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. Number 14, so that you do have to have a public hearing for the adoption of that ordinance.
All right. Could I get a motion to open the public hearing?
So moved, Scott.
Second, Robin.
All right, this is for ordinance number 7-2020, amend certain provisions of the tower site redevelopment plan. Public hearing is now open. Anybody? Any questions?
Yes.
Yes, hi, this is George Frick. I live at 200 New Orleans Avenue, Egg Harbor City, New Jersey. And I just have a concern because last night there was a public meeting for the land use board, and it was to resume. I did sign in for my wife to hear what was going on. I did receive a certified letter from the city because I own the adjoining lot at 814 Hamburg Avenue, and there's a house on there. We signed in, and I guess about 30 minutes into the meeting, it had a technical incident. It cut us off. We assumed that it was done, but it continued to go on. So we never did have an opportunity to voice our opinion about the information. We're particularly objecting to the block 8.07. The property that I own at 814 Hamburg Avenue is on the corner. It's within the corner of Deer and Hamburg, and there's four properties that are all residential. And my question is, I don't think that should be part of the redevelopment area. It's residential. And it's so far away from the other end of town, which is off of Moss Mill in Hamburg. So we were objecting to that, but unfortunately, because we couldn't get back on after it cut us off, we didn't get to voice our opinions yesterday.
Thanks for the comments, George. I saw you on there the other night when we were doing the public hearing.
So it's unfortunate if you wanted to speak that you didn't get an opportunity to. I guess just to back up for in time, in 2009, the city designated the entire city as an area in need of rehabilitation. And so all of the properties within the city are currently in an area in need of rehabilitation. And so any of the zoning issues that could be derived from an area in need of redevelopment are already there under the rehabilitation designation. So this study was simply to see whether that site further qualifies as an area in need of redevelopment, which it does, and the planning board recommended back to the governing body that it be declared an area in need of redevelopment. That only gives the governing body a little more flexibility potentially with negotiating with a developer. But all of the benefits that, you know, you would get from the rehab are still there under the redevelopment. It does very little except gives the city a little more flexibility in terms of negotiating with the conditional redeveloper you just heard about. So the site meets the statutory criteria. The planning board agreed with that. Now it's up to the governing body to see if they agree with that designation. But it's going to change very little from your standpoint, being an adjoining property. Everything that's already in place would affect both your properties and this tower site currently. So, again, it meets statutory criteria, Mr. President. You know, we did have the public hearing. We did have some public comments there, and it's now up to you just to simply agree with what the planning board determined and what our study determined.
I object to that.
What's that?
Go ahead. I said I object to that.
Okay. You certainly are entitled to, and, your formal objection is noticed, Fred. I don't know if you had anything to add. I mean, you will be noticed as the process goes forward, so you're aware of the status. Fred, do you want to add anything?
Well, I would like to add something, too, if possible. I mean, Fred and Ryan have already probably had a discussion about this today, as I have also, and George would like to purchase the lot that affects him, that his personal home is not, or the property that he owns is not in the redevelopment map that was sent out, according to Ryan, but it is city owned, a portion of the driveway that is. It's a very small portion. I believe it's 40 by 100. Is that correct? I'm not quite sure.
It's 40 by 300.
And,
yeah,
300.
40 by 300.
Okay, so that small portion George would like to purchase from the city or the redeveloper or whatever, and I believe the plan going forward was to talk to the redeveloper about it. So I think that this is an issue that should be addressed and not dismissed at this time, and I think that everybody on the email that I saw today was somewhat in agreement with this. So, Ryan, do you have something that you would like to add that we spoke about this afternoon? Or Fred?
I'll defer to Fred first.
Because what you have done tonight by passing these resolutions is you have authorized the city to enter into negotiations. And as I understand the issue that now comes up is, as part of those negotiations, would the city be prepared to sell a small portion of the redevelopment area to a residential homeowner because it facilitates the driveway access to that home? And as we go forward, we will engage that negotiation. As part of engaging the negotiation with that homeowner, we will also discuss it with the redeveloper. And as I understand it, because Ryan had this described to me earlier today in considerable detail what this is about, and it does not appear that driveway area, which, as I understand it, is what this homeowner wishes to buy, that would not interfere with the overall redevelopment concept that we are dealing with. And as part of our negotiations with the now designated redeveloper, we can negotiate their deal and set this piece aside and deal with the issues that the property owner wishes to deal with. All this can be dealt with as we go forward.
Thank you, Fred.
Okay. George, where are you at with that, George?
That's fine.
Are you okay with it, of it going that way for now? And then we could, and
yeah,
that way it'll give us a chance to go forward with this?
Yes, I am agreeable, as long as, you know, they would all consider selling this lot to me and considering and negotiating it to the fair market value, because if they're going to, the developer's going to make the decision, I want to make sure it's fair market value. I prefer that the city would just sell it to me directly. This
right.
lot is the furthest lot from the tower site. It's joint property. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mr. President, please, if I may, it's Fred again. And just to, and George, I'm sorry I don't know you, but I will refer to you as George, and I respect your issue. No, George, you would not be negotiating with the redeveloper. You will be negotiating with the city, because we conclude these actions tonight, the city still owns all of its property. And as we go forward, we will negotiate with the redeveloper to ensure a proper redevelopment project. And if it can be demonstrated, and I believe it can from everything that I've heard today, that the piece that you are interested in does not impact that redeveloper's project, then the city will negotiate with you to provide to you that piece that you need to access your property. You will not be negotiating with the redeveloper. You will be negotiating with the city, and I believe that city officials, as I understand it, have an understanding of your need and have an understanding that your need does not impact the broader redevelopment project that we are pursuing. So we will deal with all this in the coming weeks, but you don't have to worry about negotiating with the redeveloper. You will be talking to city officials.
Okay, that sounds great.
Awesome.
And also, like to consider in your negotiations with the developer, that no commercial would be in that area of the residential home. If there is a 240 feet between my house and the next house on Hamburg Avenue, and then right behind my house is two residential properties. So it would be nice to keep it all residential. if that could happen.
Well, George, the only thing I can tell you is that as to that point, we'll certainly take a look at it, and you can certainly feel free to communicate with my office and, you know, with Vince's office, and we will be then communicating with the city. But I do want you to be assured that you don't have to deal with the redeveloper. You will deal with the city's representatives, and we'll try to put together the best package for everybody.
That sounds great. I just want to clarify, Ryan had sent that email around earlier today, and unfortunately, just the block number isn't correct. It's block 807, 8.07, not 8.02.
We can clean up these things, and we will with the help of Ryan and Vince.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you very much for listening to me.
Awesome.
Thanks, George.
Thanks, George. Appreciate it.
Thank you, George.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else?
Thank you, George.
Is there anybody else?
No.
All right. Motion to close the public meeting.
I so moved, Scott.
Second.
I'll second it, Donna.
All right. Public meeting's closed. advertised notice of adoption in the Hampton Gazette on April 29th, 2020. Can I get a motion for that?
We first have to motion to adopt.
Oh. Motion to adopt the ordinance, number 7-2020.
So moved, Steve.
Second.
Roll call. Oh, yes.
Yes, we will need a roll call. And the second was Sefton?
Yes.
Okay. Brown?
Roll call.
Yes.
Dash?
Yes.
Heist?
Yes.
Mays?
Yes.
Richie? I'm sorry. Sefton?
Yes.
Trithaw?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Lello?
Yes. All right.
Okay, everyone. This is Vince. Thanks, everyone. That concludes my portion. Everybody stay well.
Thanks, Vince. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right. See you. Thank you.
This is Fred. I'm following Vince. Thank you.
Thanks,
night,
Fred.
Night.
Thanks.
Thanks, Fred.
Good night. Be safe. All right. We need a motion for to advertise the notice of adoption in the Hamilton Gazette on April
29th, 2020. So moved. Robin.
Second.
Brown.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? All right. All right. So back up to 9, right? Oh, no, number 6.
We're on number 6.
Yeah. Resolution to authorize tax collector to issue estimated tax bills.
Jody can explain.
Yes.
And Angela, I wanted to ask you, I'm sorry, I meant to do this ahead of time. If we do this, we'll probably be issuing estimated bills, but if for some reason we decided not to, like we did tax anticipation notes or something and didn't need to do this, just because we passed the resolution, is this just allowing us to do it? We don't have to do it if we do this resolution.
That's correct. This is just
okay.
Do the option.
Okay.
This just gives
so
us
the state
option.
Has encouraged, yes, and the state's been encouraging, you know, places obviously to do this because we kind of don't know what's going to be happening, you know, if people are going to be delaying or the county with all this stuff going on that, you know, the tax bills aren't going to be able to go out in a timely manner.
Right. That's what happened. The state is not anticipating a budget until the end of September at the earliest. It'll trickle down to the county. They can't do its budget, and so they're encouraging all the municipalities to pass these resolutions to allow them to put out estimated tax bills.
All right. So, Jody, can you explain to everybody what an estimated tax bill, how that works?
We put in what our anticipated budget figures are and what we estimate for the county and the schools, and then it basically calculates an estimated bill based on that. It has to be within 95 to 105% of the prior year's taxes. And I believe this one came out, it was like 102% based on the figures that we have in the budget draft that we currently have.
And Jody, that calculation was done prior to knowing what the county tax going down to is? Or was it done with the
It's not with the exact county tax in there, but when I had talked to Leon, he suggested that we just leave it because it just goes in and it kind of affects our reserve for calculation. It'll eventually wash out in the fourth quarter if it does change anything anyway.
Okay.
When the final bills are done, but it wouldn't drastically, it would be very minimal the change that it would put in, but yeah, it's just got an estimate for now.
And when would you have to do this?
I believe, Laura, so they have to go out by maybe the end of June, I think. There's a certain date they have to go out by if you're going to do it. Yeah.
So okay. All right.
We'll keep you. I'll keep council posted if we, you know, if it seems like we definitely need to do it or not based on, you know, I have to do some cash flow analysis and then we'll kind of figure out, you know, what makes sense. And I'll talk to Laura, but I just wanted to kind of make sure we kind of had everything lined up in case we need to do it.
All right. I'm fine with that. Because of the fact that it's going to be, we have some time that gives us a chance to look at it and not just have to put these out right away. So I'm okay with that. Where's everybody else at? Everybody got questions?
Okay. Good.
I'm good.
All right. Do we have a motion?
All right. Can we get a motion to authorize this tax collector?
So moved, Steve.
Second, Robin.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Number 9.
Now we're on number 10. Number 9, you're right. Number 9.
Number 9. Authorizing Remington Vernick to prepare pavement management program, $19,500. I sent this out to everybody. Everybody get it? I hope.
No.
This is what we
I sent it out as well.
Okay.
This is the one that we said we're going to put off, correct?
Yes. We're gonna have to table this until at least till we know where we're at with the budget. Is everybody in agreement?
We table.
Yeah.
I make a motion. We table this until at a later date.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. So we're gonna table number 9 for now, at least going forward. All right, let's go to 10. Authorizing the publication of an RFQ for the position of Egg Harbor City Public Safety Director. Can I get a motion?
Scott, so moved.
Second?
Sefton, second.
Roll call.
Brown?
Yes.
Dash?
Abstain.
Heist?
Yes.
Mays?
I was thinking about, first of all, who has authority to make the appointment?
Mr. Mays,
Angela. I'm sorry. I would like to ask the legal attorney.
Yes.
Actually,
the labor attorney gave us some guidance on that, and basically they said that the mayor, along with council, has the authority to appoint the public safety director. So what they advised and actually put out this RFQ is for the city to consider the position. The RFQ asked for qualifications, and then perhaps we could set up some meetings with the applicants to see if there's anyone the city might be interested in hiring. And then after that, we'd have to do an ordinance, as I discussed earlier, because we don't have an ordinance appointing an RFQ. And then after that, we'd have to get some money in the budget for it. So it is somewhat of a long process, but to answer your question in a short manner, it'd be mayor with the approval of council.
Right. That's my point right there. The appointing authority would be the mayor, correct?
Yes, with the approval of council.
With the approval of council.
Right, but what my point is, the council cannot submit the name.
No, well, actually, it's a fair and full process, fair and open process.
Yeah.
So what happens is, once we put out the RFQ, we're going to invite the public to apply for the position. So anyone could apply for the position if they think they meet the qualifications.
Right, I understand that. But my point is that it's only one appointed authority, that would be the mayor, correct?
The mayor with the approval of council. So theoretically, if council didn't approve, then the person wouldn't get hired. But would be the mayor making a recommendation to council for approval or disapproval.
That's my point. That's all I want to know. Council cannot submit the name. That's all I want to know.
Thank you.
Want to be clear on that. It's appointing authority would be the mayor.
Thank you.
We have to consent. We have to consent.
Yes,
correct?
We have to.
That's all. I have my answer. Thank you.
Okay, Cliff, is that a yes or a no?
It's a yes, as long as I'm clear on the point of authority.
Okay. You have that noted, right, Angela?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Sefton?
Yes.
Trithall?
Yes.
Ross?
I'm going to abstain.
Lello?
Yes.
Okay. Next.
Number 11, eliminating position of Public Works Head Department. I'll explain this. What this is the position that Jerry Gleason holds right now as Public Works Director.
No. Public Works. It was not director. What was it, Jody?
He was department head.
Department head.
Department head. Okay.
Angela, you can't use names unless you notified him.
I just want to speak on that. This is Angela. We sent him a rights notice, and Jerry indicated
sure
he would approve this discussion in open session as opposed to closed session.
No,
right.
Jerry may be
on
the line.
I just wanted to make sure that it was.
Jerry may be in as public. He called me today for information on logging in, so.
That's fine.
Okay.
But we did send him out a rights notice.
Yes, we did.
Okay, so what this is essentially because we have a supervisor in the highway department, this is just taking away the public works department head. Okay? It's going to save us $8,500 on the budget. I'm not looking to take the position out at this point. I'm not saying Jerry did a bad job. Just trying to save tax money. And I think this position doesn't really benefit us at this point, because we're already paying a supervisor.
I think the amount that Jody had in there was $5,000. The actual amount was $6,500, but I could
that
be
was,
mistaken. I just threw my paper
for the year. For the full year, I think it's $8,667. The five was prorated when he, as of
right.
May, if that's when it's to take effect.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to. It's not my decision. This is a council decision, but it's nice having somebody in the department that is a little more organized with some paperwork and is willing to do some of that type of work. So it's just a thought, you know, just a comment that I wanted to make. I mean, when I ask Joey for something, he does usually handle it. So
well, this was
wanted,
really
I just wanted to give my two cents, to be honest.
This was in response to not having an administrator on staff. That's why this decision was made.
Well, like I said, for it, my opinion, I don't think it's necessary at this point. If the public works supervisor, we have to get him organized, and that's going to be the public works committee to discuss that with him and try to get him a little more organized. I think it's just going to save us the tax money.
And Angelo, he does receive a stipend for being public works supervisor, correct?
Yes.
He does not, no. Uh-huh. Right? Sorry, not
yes.
the
no.
Does not receive.
No, there's no additional stipend for being supervisor.
No, I believe when he became the foreman, he does make more than other employees in that department. Back before I was even with the city, I think when they first came up with that, I guess if that was built into the salary, he doesn't get a stipend for
okay.
anything. His position is foreman, and he makes more as that position.
Then we
yes.
need to do
be
a job,
like
the
head
job description
of
what
be.
The foreman's requirements are, what the expectations for the foreman are, so he has it in writing and knows what's expected of him.
Exactly.
No.
What services will we be losing by doing away with this position?
None.
Well, Jody, you want to elaborate on that?
So, I mean, a service, I mean, but you have someone, you know, to ask to kind of make sure things are taken care of when you need that, or, you know, if
my question,
it is just
Mr.
more
President,
organized or.
Mr. President, my question is under civil service, his title for the supervisor, is it defined in civil service as his job duties? You know, certain things as administrative role. That's my question.
Who?
I have.
Are
like,
we talking about the public works director?
No, I'm talking about the supervisor of public works or the foreman,
oh.
as you call them.
Right. Okay.
You know, is it defined in his job title, you know, as some administrative duties? Because I know civil service does have definitions and what their responsibilities and job duties are.
Yes, Scott, this is Angela. Civil service would have administrative duties in the position of supervisor for public works. A lot of it's paperwork.
But he is a foreman.
Okay.
He's not in the title of supervisor.
Jody, can you pull up that contract? I'm having trouble locating it on my computer here. It should say it right there.
What are you
there.
Talking about?
With his,
what are you talking about?
The union,
Teamsters.
Maybe?
The union, maybe? It's in there?
I
think I saw.
Let me see.
I know with
it might be in there. I know civil service has requirements too.
Senior public works repairer. That's his title.
I don't think so.
Because the foreman that sounds more like a union position than as opposed to a civil service job title. If I'm not mistaken, is that correct?
sounds like it.
On the Teamsters bargaining, on their salary thing, it says senior public works preparer.
I would caution talking about any employee.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was talking about the job title. That's all I was talking about.
That's all we were talking about.
Yeah. And like I said, because, it depends on what civil services and how the union, their position on this is, there may be a gap in administrative and leadership. That's the only question I have on, getting rid of the department head.
Well, this was put into place, I guess, 2016, but before that, there was never one. And it was always the senior repairer, the senior public works repairer was the guy that ran the that department out there. So it started out, it was supposed to be reviewed every year, it never was. And at this point, I looked at it as it's going to save us almost close to half a penny on the taxes on a position that there's not really much to it. There's no budget made up or nothing like that being done. So at this point, that's why I looked at it that way. And I'm not saying we can't fill it again down the road. I'm just saying at this point, I don't think it's necessary.
So right now we're just we're going to vote to vacate the position, not eliminate.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now it says eliminate, I believe.
Oh yeah, it does say eliminate. I'm sorry.
It says eliminating the position of public works department head.
Yeah, so we would have to petition civil service to eliminate that off of our how our city is.
We probably don't even have it in there.
No,
we don't have it.
Do you think we?
Yeah. We don't have
this is
it.
Something that was created. I'm not certain how it was created, but this is how he's getting paid, which is why it's titled in this manner as elimination of a position that I don't even think we really have formally.
I got
no,
you.
We
okay,
don't.
I understand.
I had never had a chance to check because I was copied on an email as everybody else was. So I don't even know how I got it.
Okay,
that's my position on it, and I just want to know where everybody, let me know where you're at. Do you want to do a roll call on this? Do I get a motion for this? Can I get a motion?
What do you want to announce what the motion is?
I'm sorry. Eliminating the position of public works head.
Public works department head, okay.
Department head. Could I get a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
I'll second it, Robin.
Brown?
Yes.
Dash?
Yes.
Heist?
Yes.
Mays?
Yes.
Sefton?
Yes.
Trithaw?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Lello?
Yes. All right. I went to public hearing ordinance number 5-2020, amendment part 2, general legislation, chapter 198, titled Parks and Recreations Area, article 1 and article 4 of the code of the city of Egg Harbor. Angela, do you want to explain this?
Certainly. This was an ordinance that came about as a result of many, many discussions among mayor and council about different portions of the recreation ordinance that needed work. So what I did along with the mayor and the council members is go through every portion of the recreation ordinance and make it comply and make it conform to what actually we needed out there. For example, we now have things we can and can't do, whereas before we didn't have anything like that. We eliminated the quads. We made an exemption for the little house that's on there now. And by listening to everyone on the council for many months, the result was this ordinance.
So should we have a motion to open? I'll make the motion.
Can you get a motion to open, open the public hearing?
Second the motion for public hearing. Trisol, second.
Thank you.
All right. The public hearing is now open. Any comments, anybody? Once? Twice? All right. Motion
to close. I make a motion to close the public hearing. Trisol.
Second. Sefton.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Adopt the ordinance. Roll call.
Motion.
Motion to adopt the ordinance.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Brown.
Yes.
Dash.
Yes.
Heist.
Yes.
Mays.
Yes.
Sefton.
Yes.
Trisol.
Yes.
Ross.
Yes.
Lello.
Yes. I need to adopt to advertise the notice of adoption in Hampton Gazette on April 29, 2020.
Russell makes the motion.
Second.
Thank you.
Roll call. You need a roll call for this one?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Angela?
All in favor? Yeah.
Okay. On the next item on the agenda, which is the vacating a portion of 6th Terrace,
yes.
We did introduce it at the last council meeting, but we're going to have to reintroduce it because there was some advertising issues with the paper, some deadlines, and they asked, we're going to have to reintroduce it and have the public hearing on the 4th. Is that, Angela, is that the 14th?
Yeah, May 14th. What happened was, due to COVID, we had some advertising issue because the ordinance provides for notice to all the adjoining landowners. So all the adjoining landowners haven't been noticed as of today. We can't proceed with it today. But as long as we introduce it today, we should be able to proceed with adoption on the 14th, which is what we set
correct.
The notice for now.
So we're going to have the public hearing on the 14th, correct?
Right.
Correct. We just need to reintroduce Ordinance 6.
Okay.
Trisol makes a motion to reintroduce Ordinance 6.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Sefton. Yes.
Thank you. And then we'll have, like I said, we'll advertise on the 29th for a public hearing on the 14th.
All right. You need a motion for that?
Nope. That's it. Nope.
Okay. All right, number 14. We're done that one.
Yes.
All right.
Bill list.
I have a quick question on that.
Yes.
Let me see. Give me 1 second. All right. Did we pick up a third laptop?
No. Why? Where do you see three?
All right. So I'm seeing one. I saw one except for the clerk.
And then one for OEM.
I thought I seen two for the clerk.
No. One was the software, like to put Office on it, not an actual laptop. It was Office for the laptop.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that was my question. I thought I saw three for some reason.
Okay.
Angela, I think you saw under emergency management it says two Dell Marketing Office Standard laptop. I think that's for the software, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. That was my only question. All right. Can I get a motion to pay the bills?
So moved, Brown.
Second, Trithol. Trithol.
Roll call.
Brown.
Yes.
Dash.
Yes.
Heiss.
Yes.
Mays.
Yes.
Sefton.
Yes.
Trithol.
Yes.
Ross.
Yes.
Lello.
Yes. All right. Public comment?
I would like to comment, Angelo, when the public's finished also before we sign off. It's Lisa.
All right, I do. Okay, I do
I make a motion we open for public comment.
Okay, can I get a second?
A second, Sefton.
All right, public comment is open. Anybody from the public? No? All right. Motion to close public comment?
So moved. Right, Robin.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I do have one quick announcement before I give it to the mayor. I took the statue part and the base. I took it after the tree fell on it over Peace Pilgrim Park. Steve helped me. We moved, cleared a bunch of the tree, most of the tree out of the way, and I took the parts over to Sally McGinney. She is the person that originally built the statue back in 2002. I took all the parts to her. She said she's pretty sure she should be able to put this thing back together and get it fixed. The top part wasn't really busted up. It was really the legs. And she's pretty sure that she can get it put back together for us. So we'll get that cleaned up, and then maybe once we get it done, after this all gets done, we'll have some kind of rededication or something on that thing.
Great.
Right. All right, Mayor, you're up.
First of all, I did find the contract for the Teamsters, which the position in question is called Senior Public Works Repairer. That's the only thing that I could find. It's also listed on that in that way on the salary guide. But I guess that's ancient history now. So I would like to also bring up that it was not brought up, but to recognize the passing of Mayor McGeary, who was the mayor for 19 years in Egg Harbor City. He did pass away a few weeks ago, and I don't believe that we mentioned that at the last council meeting, so it might be appropriate to have a moment of silence for him.
Great. Moment of silence for Mayor McGeary, ex-Mayor McGeary.
Thank you. Okay, so I also wanted to, I know I have been updating council on the COVID updates, but and also the public. It's on the Facebook page every day. But I did get some late information today from emergency management that there are actually now 8 cases in Egg Harbor City. And 3 of those, actually when I say Egg Harbor City, that's the 08215 zip code. But 3 of those are confirmed. And I believe to the best of my knowledge, 2 of them may be recovered. So that's the story there. We also were fortunate enough to have a mask giveaway. I think it was yesterday. It was a culmination of many different groups in Egg Harbor City. I would like to mention Annie Tinsley, who donated 300 homemade masks to the event, and also Emmanuel Church, who donated 80 masks. And I believe they're going
plus,
to make
80
some
plus.
More. I'm sorry, what was that?
I said 80 plus. They were delivering them as the day went on.
80 plus masks. So that was a big success. I do, Meg, cover your ears, please. I do have some more masks coming from IBU, the electrical union. They are donating about 250 more masks if needed. So I should have those tomorrow. And just on the matter of OEM, the thermometers are here. We did get the N95s from the county, and they are being distributed. And update on MPP, which I did send out to council last week. I talked to Candace and Bill. We're going to start doing the planting probably the same time we always do every year, and that would be around Mother's Day. I'm not sure if it's the week before Mother's Day or after Mother's Day, but certainly anyone on city council that would like to volunteer, I believe we're going to have 12 pots that have to be filled, and that would have to be, so I would need 12 people. So, because we have to obey the social distancing. We can only have one person per pot. And that's all I have. Thank you.
When is this, Mayor? When are you doing this?
I'm thinking that it's either going to be the week, depending on how warm it gets. We can't really do anything now. But the week before Mother's Day, I mean, yeah, like
the
Sunday or Saturday before Mother's Day weekend,
okay,
or the weekend after Mother's Day. But I'll keep everyone posted in the event that anyone would like to be involved. We could use the help.
Okay. Thank you.
Mayor, if I can, Mr. President.
Go ahead.
Mayor, is OEM keeping track of all the donations and all the stuff that's been handled through, you know, for the good of the city? Have they been keeping track of
who's in? Steve Dash donated a whole bunch of, I can only tell you a couple that I know off the top of my head, but they do have this recorded.
But no,
I know
Lisa,
Steve
they
Dash
are
said,
keeping track without doubt.
Okay, good. Because it's kind of important to recognize.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of important to recognize the people of our community that are actually pulling together and helping out and donating and volunteering time.
Right. Yeah. Greg Goucher voted, donated from Town Paint. He donated a box of masks to the police department. Steve Dash donated a box of masks, or I don't know how
and
many,
gloves.
Steve, like 100, and gloves to City Hall and the employees and emergency management. And the other organization, I guess, that was involved in the giveaway yesterday was the Moravian Church. They donated 11 cases of oranges that were given out along with the masks. And I know there was some more homemade masks given to the police department, but I don't have any confirmation on who that was. It might have been Rosemary Dash, but I'm not quite sure. So.
Okay.
But you can
just
find out. If you want to find out, you know, you could always ask Bob Oddie or Barbara.
After this is all said and done, you know, the recognition for, you know, what the people have done for the community. That's all.
Absolutely. Once this is all said and done, we can do that at a council meeting once we're all together. anybody else? Mayor, you good?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Stifle moves.
Second.
Sefton seconds.
All in favor?
Everybody?
Aye.
Aye.
Everybody be safe out there.
Good night.
Good night.
Be safe.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care.